enough, man. It's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego. We are back, man, with a very special edition of Fans of Patrol because it's, you know, we got expos and stuff going on, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my darling co-host, Miss Tifflebot. What's happening with you, Tiff?
You know what? I'm tired.
Yeah?
Yeah. But you know what? That's great. Well, it's fine. It's fine. It's the end of the week. I was gone to Vegas and...
All right. You win any loot, any scratch, any money, any cheese?
No.
No coin?
No, but we had fun.
Okay. Did you try to win some loot, some money, some scratch, some cheese, some coin? Oh. Did you lose any money, any cheese, any scratch, any coin?
Well, yeah.
Okay, damn.
The money that we brought with us to gamble with, yeah.
Oh, well, as long as that's nothing out of the kitty, you know, so.
That's yeah, we're good.
That's how one does it, man. You can't play with the kitty, man. You know, you just gotta use your gambling funds, man.
Yeah, and then you go and there's just stuff. You're stupid, so you can only play slot machines.
Oh, I don't
know how to play table games. I mean, I do, but there's all these rules about being like when you play blackjack and you're not supposed to do certain things to fuck someone down the table and stuff. And I just don't get that.
Yeah. I play table games when I go. I can't F with those slot machines.
I'm afraid that somebody will get really mad at me for accidentally fucking them on the blackjack table. So I don't play that.
Well, one thing about blackjack.
I like roulette. I like to play roulette.
I don't like roulette because of just the winnings is just, you know, meager to me. But as far as blackjack is concerned, man, you know, most of the time you get on these tables and people are like very friendly and they try to school you, you know, so you don't do that, you know, they tell you when to press.
I know, but I don't want to talk to anybody.
Oh, goddamn, Tifflebot.
If I want to be playing around and fucking shit, I want somebody to be like, well, actually, you should be kissing my ass. God. I'm not going to play this fucking table game with you.
God. Ladies
okay,
and gentlemen.
Sorry.
So, man, this week is we have some.
Yeah, tell us about this week.
We had some good stuff, man, from D23. So the Disney Expo happened this weekend.
I fucking knew it because all of a sudden at like, what was it, 9 o'clock last night, I got 17 text messages.
Well, you know, just content, you know, because, you know.
Content, yeah. And also, you know, it's for the show, but you also want me to be aware.
Yeah. So just, you know, just we got some stuff to talk about, a little Marvel news, a little Star Wars news. Just, you know, they dropping the good stuff. They didn't drop everything, but I watched some of this stuff, which I don't advise because it wasn't like Comic-Con where they actually had, you know, they have a dedicated channel, but they didn't have a channel like Comic-Con where they actually had, you know, people in the panels, you know, like cameras in the panels.
Yeah, it's just trailers and stuff.
Well,
like, were there panels?
Oh yeah, bunch of panels. Yeah, they had a Daredevil panel and, you know, some other stuff. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. We're also going to do Price of Tomatoes, Vigilante Movies. And because of our main topic, which is Samaritan, starring Sylvester Stallone, and it's a vigilante movie. So, you know, it all works as a big circle of life, Tifflebot. You know, it's
all... Yeah, we're trying to make it a theme for the list.
Indeed. So, man, saying all that, I'm ready to roll. Are you?
Yeah.
All right, let's... All right, man, we are back, and it's time for a little social media presence. Could you tell the people where the other places they can listen to us, Tifflebot, or watch us?
Yeah, so please go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub, where you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com, or you can get to us on our social media, which is... at Fans of Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Check out our TikTok, which is Fans of Patrol Zero, our YouTube, and also Patreon, if you would be so kind. And then, of course, it's on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, you know, happy YouTube, man. I think our YouTube videos are starting to take off. We're finally getting more. We're in triple digits.
So 15 people have watched the YouTubes.
Oh, no, not that. You go over there and look, and you will be surprised. So welcome all you YouTube people, man. This weekend was D23. It's been coming, and D23 is, I feel, you know, ambivalent about it, Tifflebot, because it's always...
334 views!
So, anyway...
Sorry.
So, this thing kind of is like, it's trying to be a Comic-Con killer, you know, D23. You know, they pulled, Marvel pulled most of their stuff out of it, and Disney is doing their own thing. So, if you haven't had a chance to watch it, they do panels, and they bring out the actors... like they had a Thunderbolts announcement for Marvel, which mm-hmm. was pretty slick. They got Sebastian Stan in there and the guy, Goldie Hawn's son, who was, Butt Walker, and a lot of other people that's going to be involved. It's kind of like Marvel's Suicide Squad, if you're not familiar with the Thunderbolts, but Helena from the Black Widow sister, she's in it, and all kind of looks like it's pretty good stuff, man. So they also brought out Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio, who I know
of course
you like,
they did,
but they have no footage. They haven't filmed a goddamn thing, and so it was just like, hey, they're here.
It's so weird to see people like, because how long has it been since the last Daredevil show?
It's been a while, Tiffle.
And they haven't filmed yet.
They haven't.
He's getting older.
Yeah, he's still.
How old
good,
did he look?
He looked like he did on the show. He didn't look like any time has passed. And so did Vincent D'Onofrio.
Good for him. Good for you, Charlie Cox. Yeah,
Vincent D'Onofrio been frozen in this middle age, almost 50 look about himself for about 30 years.
Yeah.
Probably because he looked old when he was young.
I mean, I think he looked really young for like the first couple movies that he's in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
he was just like, you look like you're 48. It's been 15 years. You still look like you're 48. So, and then like they did a whole, like some video game panels and things like that. So, it's Comic-Con, but the only way I was able to see all this stuff was panels where people was shooting live with their phones,
sure, because they don't let people in.
Yeah, and you're like, God damn it, I want to see this. God damn it.
I don't want to see your shitty phone footage.
I sure don't.
Put your fucking phone away. But also, the thing about it is I've never been a big panel person. I mean, I've been to conventions before.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about, like, I guess I would rather see a panel that, and they do these,
uh-huh.
where it's like a retrospective or a fan panel where, like, you're already, like, for instance, a show that's already over,
okay.
right?
Okay.
And then they come and they talk about it. It's already been established. I don't like the hype panel because it's, like, it's unproven. Like, they're like, well, we're going to have this and this is going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, okay, then do it. Like, yeah, I don't really need you to tell me what you're going
to
do.
You might have a point to that because pretty much the best well, I've been to some panels with some stuff that was out, but it was out already. So that makes a point.
Yeah.
Carrie Ewells, that was which was on our YouTube, I think, or our old YouTube, which is gone. But that video had a whole bunch of hits. But, he was just talking about his movies he had done and stuff like that. That was
right. Good. Like, where you, like, you see someone that you respect. Like,
wait a minute.
I would go, what?
It was a Princess Bride thing. So, the Grand Nagus, he was there too, and I went to his, and that was cool. But the lady who plays the Mandalorian, the female Mandalorian, I forgot her name. I went to her panel. The show was out already, so she could talk about everything, so it was cool.
Right.
I guess you might have a point when they can't really talk about the thing.
Right, or they can't talk about anything, and also sometimes they say stuff that isn't, like, not that's not true, but, like, it doesn't come to fruition or whatever, so they're basically just being like, well, maybe, and you're like, hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm excited.
Yeah. I might agree with you with that. But, so I didn't watch too much of that stuff, but then we do have all these, we have some interesting shit that dropped. First of all, aside from D23, I just got to, the trailer came out for Netflix's Glass Onion, the sequel to Knives Out. And I saw that, and it was totally off my radar. And I was like, let's see what this looks like. So, Tiffle,
I'm surprised that it was off your radar because it kind of been on your radar for a long time.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this thing, man?
This looks great. It looks very fun. Like, it's like the original one. I'm a little bit concerned because it seems to be, I'm always concerned about a sequel, right?
Of course.
Because, like, you want to make sure that sometimes when you're trying to capture the lightning in the bottle that you had the first time, you end up making it worse than you would have if you would have just done it regularly. This does look good, though. I don't think there's a problem with it. It's very much like, they kind of gave him like a Poirot kind of like
100%.
He's like, that's 100%. He's like a comes to different kinds of scenes where like, which I think works. It will make it work better because every mystery is different.
I'm going to agree with you 100%. I think this is one of the safest things that you can do if you want to do a sequel, man, because this is Inspector Clouseau. This is Poirot. This is Sherlock Holmes. You can always do another mystery.
So that was like Columbo. It's Murder, She Wrote.
Don't pull them fucking.
It's Murder, She Wrote. I've never seen an episode of Murder, She Wrote. I bet I would love it. Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. Don't want to see that. But and when they bought this from Rian Johnson, which made him a billionaire, you know, he had the opportunity to write three stories, you know, all at once, you know. So when you have a, how should I say, a end goal that you're going from beginning to end, yeah, it probably wasn't meant after the first movie to do more, but you created a world and a character.
I thought that was the intent from the beginning, was there for there to be three or more.
Yeah, I don't remember, man. You know, so
it's funny because I thought that you were the one who told me that, but yeah, you know, could be wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I thought this looked, I mean, first of all, you know what I love? I love a score, you know, and on a film.
Oh yeah, good, nice music.
Tiff, I'm so sick of hearing little songs that's like supposed, like, I'm tired of
you. You want the music to be created for the moment.
Well, I'm sick of hearing, like, in these trailers when they throw in some hip hop and some echoing and some, you know, you know, they go like, you know, somebody, no, I don't want to hear that shit. Throw on a score, and I love hearing the Carmen, you know, being, you know, manipulated. The Carmen score being manipulated, sure. And the characters look great. The place looks totally different from the last movie, so it'll have its own feel and things like that, which is a good thing, because if it was still, you know, if it was fall in a drab place, you know,
you'd be like, oh, it's a rehashing it, but it's very just tropical.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It makes sense for the people to be in a group.
Yep.
Because they're on like a, it's like a, they've paid for some experience, right?
It's Meredith on the Orient Express, man, and Edward
it's
Norton.
It's exactly what it is. Edward Norton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking weird.
I like Edward Norton.
I do too, but yeah. he looks old young. He's got a boy face, but he's old, obviously.
Of course. So that's Knives Out, man. So let's get back to
onion skin. What's it called?
It says a glass onion.
Glass onion.
A Knives Out mystery.
Right.
Yeah. So we can still call it Knives Out, you know.
Right. It's easier than glass onion. Although I do like the sound of whatever a glass onion is.
So man, let's try to get to some of this stuff here. Some of these trailers.
You're going to have to tell me, because I think these are a lot more Montego material than mine.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. So let's just take our time. So the first one is this. Let's just talk about this Tales of the Jedi.
And yep, it's very Montego.
Well, it's you always clown on me that I don't watch animation, and I tell you I do.
No, I said you do watch animation. You don't watch much adult animation.
Yeah, this is good. So it has the same Clone Wars look, but it's just a series.
Oh, it's not a Clone Wars movie show?
No. It's a series of you know, tales of Jedi. Like one of the Jedi and the thing is like from, it's like, it looks like Revan, and Revan is like 2,000 years before Luke Skywalker or something like that. So they got stuff all over. They have some Clone Wars stuff, of course. They got a young Count Dooku, they got a young Ahsoka, you know, training with Anakin, and then there was other stuff that, you know, they Yaddle, you know, the one that looks like Yoda, you know, she was fighting Dooku.
Her name's Yaddle?
Her name is Yaddle. You only saw her in the first in Phantom Menace, and all you saw was a puppet on a screen.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know, then in the next movies, you never saw her again, but she's actually got this huge fan base with people, because they did a couple comics with her and stuff, and so, you know, they're answering some questions and doing some, you know, some things, and I think shit like this is real interesting. I like the little backstories that you don't have to do an entire movie over. Just show me a half an hour show with some dopeness, you know.
This is certainly you content.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And then the next one, I think, is also you content.
Really? The werewolf?
Oh, sorry, I forgot the order. Nope, this is for me.
Yeah,
I was really excited about this as soon as I saw it. And I know that it's a comic, Marvel comic.
Yeah, but
it looks really weird and super fun.
It's an odd choice, man. Everything about it is, first of all, going to the Marvel horror comics, and then second, shooting it period with black and white, like it's
the black and white. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, because I know what they're doing, but it's just like, I love the beautiful color, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah, I get that. But I really want to see this, because I love, obviously, werewolves. But also, I love, and there's Gail Garcia Bernal is in it.
Oh, yeah? Who is she?
That's a man.
Who is he?
He's
I never met a male Gail.
I know. Then there's also Gail Harold is a male man, and he's famous. Gail, I'm probably saying it wrong. He's he's Spanish.
Oh, yeah, every girl I ever met, which has been a few, has been women. So.
But he's famous. He was in like, what, is he in E2 Mama Tambien? But he's, I mean, you would recognize him.
All right.
He's the guy. He was the dad in that older movie we watched.
What older movie is that?
The one where they're on the beach and they get old.
Oh. Oh, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know
he's
that
in
guy.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. He's famous.
Yeah.
He's
won
an Oscar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So this looks, you know, the best.
I'm worried it's going to be a little cheesy.
No, the best thing that Marvel does is take risk. Almost every risk that they have taken has paid off big time. Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy speaking. And so
when what about the Eternals?
Oh, well, damn, Tiffelbot, you had to like crush it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Eternals sucked ass. And
yeah, that was maybe a bad movie. And I feel bad because I feel like those people should have had their Marvel chance and they didn't get it because the movie was so bad.
Well, I hated everything about it in hindsight. You know, at first, I kind of gave it a, yeah, it's good. And, you know, and that was bad for me. And then now and thinking about it, like, I have not watched that movie again since it was released. And
no, I don't think I will.
Sometimes, though, it'd be bad shit that I don't like, and I'll give it a chance, like, years later and be like, well, damn, it wasn't.
Well, of course, but I just don't see myself doing that unless it's an accident.
No, it was terrible. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. So the werewolf stuff looks dope, man. So
it's really dope.
Yeah, and it's a television show, right? It's
yeah. Although I don't think that, you know what? I don't want to watch any TV. Make it a movie.
Well, what's wrong with TV, Tiffelbot?
Ah, oh, it's such a commitment.
They got good shit on TV, you know, right now.
They do, but 10 episodes, 10 fucking hours. I have a job.
Well, no, Marvel is not 10 hours. Their stuff is only like a half an hour. Like, their shows haven't been an hour recently. No, none of them have.
So, I mean, this would be, like, 6 hours.
Well, except for, like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They had some shorter ones. Then they had some, like, 50 minutes,
right.
You know.
That's what I'm saying.
But most of the time, recently, like, all of Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, that stuff has been a half an hour. And it's, like, over with quick. So, if you don't stop me on it. So, moving on. Sam Jackson is back in Secret Invasion.
He's back.
What did you think about this, Tiffelbot?
This looks good to me. But here's my thing. I think it's crazy that Sam Jackson's going to be in a television show.
But it's Marvel, so they.
I know it's big. It's not the same. Yeah, I get that. It's kind of like being on an. It's like being on an HBO show. It's not the same.
I'm sure they're paying him Marvel movie money.
Oh hell yeah! I mean, here's the thing. If I was famous,
yeah.
Which I'm not, and I never will be because I just don't have it in me. But if I was, I would like to be famous for like. A brief moment and then be the kind of famous, like an enduring famous where you can just be on shitty television shows. Not, this isn't shitty, but you know what I mean? Where you're just like, I have TV.
This was one of the most interesting things I think I saw the whole time. It just, the whole feel of it, you know, the score, everything was just clicking, you know, and you know, the Skrull invasion is one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best stories written in Marvel history. Because it lasted for so long, and you just didn't know who was replaced by a Skrull, and those bastards
people
everywhere.
People love it when someone's replaced by something like a pod person.
It was
or like
so many heroes, so many politicians. So they did the damn thing.
But the only experience I have with Skrulls
is in a movie, Captain Marvel.
In Runaways, one of them is a Skrull, is part Skrull or Skrull, but is good.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's kind of funny because one of the new Avengers is called Hulkling, and this has nothing to do with being a Hulk. I think it's half Skrull and half something else, half Kree or something like that. But you did see Ms. Marvel, and that it was full of Skrulls.
There was Skrull in there.
For a bunch of Skrulls. So it looks dope, y'all. I'm looking forward to that probably more than all of it. Now, this other thing, I don't even know what this Tron thing is, but I love Tron.
I love that you put it in there. It's basically, like, I've never seen Tron.
I love Tron.
I know you do. And I know that, like, this trailer was exciting. It was, like, weird for me to watch because, like, it's such a hype trailer for people who like Tron.
Yeah,
because
it did nothing, you know.
If you don't know anything about Tron, which you would think that maybe, because, you know, people probably listening to this podcast are probably, like, in their 30s or so.
Yeah.
Because we're older. But, like, I know about Tron because it's in the zeitgeist, but I kind of think that maybe people who are in their 20s might maybe not know what Tron is.
No, the last movie, which didn't do well, which I love that movie. It came out, and that was, hell, it might be like 10, 15
2004?
Years
ago. 2004? Do I want to say? But it can't be it.
It's been a while.
2009? 2009?
I think it was more like that.
And the thing about it is that's still too long ago for some people, obviously.
Yeah.
To the point that this trailer was exciting for me to see in a way, even though it wasn't for me, because I could tell it was for certain people.
Yeah.
Like, it was for certain people specifically, because all they do is show you the racer bike.
It looks like a wheel is what it looks like.
Yeah, wheel, the racer, the light bike or whatever that they play. That's the most famous thing about Tron and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I thought that was kind of fun. But also, I don't have any feelings about it.
Yeah, man. And I will say that the last Tron movie that they did, it was a missed opportunity, because they did have some – they had a lot of power.
Was Jeff Bridges in that movie?
Jeff Bridges was in that movie. They had Cillian Murphy was in that movie. And they used him for like 2 seconds. And it was like, what are you doing?
So you thought that he was maybe going to come back for another one. It's kind of like when they use him as the Scarecrow. I feel like he's so good as the Scarecrow, but he's hardly in the movie because there's more than one villain.
Yeah. But I think in that instance, the director used him the right way. You know, we didn't get so much of him. But in the Tron thing, it was just like, oh shit, he gotta be the bad guy.
There he is, my favorite.
Right.
And then he was gone.
Yeah, and he
fucking sons of bitches.
He was a son of the bad guy in the first movie, but it wasn't any lineage like, now I'm the bad guy, you know. I was just like, damn, what a missed opportunity. Anyway, I like Tron.
Couldn't afford him.
When the stuff came out, I don't give a damn. I love Tron. I want to see whatever this is gonna be. Super duper teaser they gave. So man, you know, hitting all the fans in the belt. Is they dropped the Mandalorian Season 3 trailer.
Now that I want to ask you about, because you know I stopped watching it.
Yes.
I am confused.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to take your helmet off.
Okay. So, if you watch the show, he belongs to a sect of, it's like Baptist and Catholic and, you know, they all humans, but it's different religious sects, right?
Sure.
And in his sect, they're not allowed to take the helmet off forever. You know, that's part of their creed.
Is that what a Mandalorian is? I thought that was the people, like the kind of like Earthlings.
No, all Mandalorians like follow this creed. But no, that's not even true. So in the Clone Wars, they had a lot of Mandalorians. Not all of them wear armor. You know, it was pretty much just the warriors and stuff wear armor and stuff like that. They had regular people who never had on helmets and stuff like that, but their clothes would have pieces of armor. So armor is really important to them. And so in the show, they actually caught up the show with the second season, the cartoon with the second season, and they had other Mandalorians who took the helmet right off. And he like, oh, shit, what you doing? You know, but he didn't even know he was part of this radical
set. How come they said he wasn't a Mandalorian anymore?
Because he took his helmet off.
But there's other Mandalorians who take their helmets off.
But that's not the way he grew up, you know. So
right, but they don't have the authority. If I was Catholic and I went to a Christian church and I decided to convert, they wouldn't be able to tell me that I didn't believe in Jesus anymore.
He did not convert. He literally took his helmet off, knowing full well what it meant. And when she asked them, she told
him. But could he go somewhere else and still be a Mandalorian?
Well, to be a Mandalorian, that doesn't matter how other Mandalorians like live their life. He's committed to this creed, and so it's something he can do that can get his honor back, because it's like removing your honor.
So he's trying to get that back.
Yes, that's part of the story. Yes, it's a very good.
That
story.
Doesn't sound like something that a Mandalorian would be allowed to do.
Well, it's something that they make it so it's so damn impossible that it's never going to happen, no way. You know, they're like, well, shit. Yeah, you got to go jump off a cliff and hope and knit a parachute on your way down, and hopefully you got a full parachute by the time you get, you know, it's an impossible task, you know. And so, yeah. So I'm looking forward to this so much. I actually watched the second season a week ago. You know, I said, let me watch this again because it's that goddamn good. And it really put me in a mood again for it.
How long? Is the child a child?
Well, Yoda lived 900 years.
How long of those 900 years was he a baby?
It's 50 years for this kid, so
But he's not. He's still a baby, so it's more than 50 years.
Yeah. So if he was a
if you're 900 and you're old as shit.
Yeah. Well,
which he was.
He died at 900. So
you would say middle age is like 450.
Yeah.
this child should be a fucking adult by now.
Bullshit. I would give him another 50 years of being a kid. 100 years of being a kid, I can see that.
That's 100, then, so, like, if you're 20, right, yeah. That's about, at 45 is your halfway mark.
Yeah.
For being an adult, being an old person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if you make that into hundreds,
yeah.
100 years, 1,000 years.
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah,
every 100 years is like a decade.
He should be a child for about another, for 200 years, man.
Yeah, so I guess he's got another 100 years till he's a 20-year-old.
Yeah, well, yeah, shit. I think he's fine.
Maybe.
And the show just started, so.
Because he's so old. Yoda is so old that they make it seem like he's old because he's 900. And if that's the case, he shouldn't be a baby anymore.
First of all, this is not Yoda.
What the fuck ever. But it's his species or whatever. What's his species called?
They don't have a name.
Booger. Boogers.
No.
Little boogers.
Nope.
That's what they are. Little boogers.
I'm not going to let you ruin this.
I'm doing it. Little boogers.
Nope.
And they're babies until they're 900 years old. So, and then they just become very old.
So was that your only question? That how long is he going to be a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. So this looks great to me, y'all. I'm looking forward to this with the rest of the people. And so far, in my opinion, the best thing on Disney, man. It's like,
that's fair.
It's dope.
I'm not into it, but it's fair.
So lastly, this was in here for you.
Oh.
National Treasure is coming to...
I did like National Treasure, the movie.
Yeah, me too. And so now we got this thing here, and I guess the main character is this... maybe 22-year-old
Nicolas Cage's daughter.
I don't know who the hell. I don't think it has anything to do.
Not with in the real movies. Life. Not in real life.
No. I don't think it has anything to do with the movie. I don't know what.
Are you sure? Because she said my dad gave it to me.
But that's what he was saying.
And then it showed Nicolas Cage.
But it showed Nicolas Cage as the father.
She said my dad gave it to me, and then it showed like a flashy memory of like Nicolas Cage and some other stuff. I don't know if that could just be mixing of the trailer.
No.
It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
But then the guy shows up.
What guy?
The co-star from National Treasure.
I thought that was a guy acting like him.
Nope, that was him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, Tiff.
I'm not interested.
This didn't do shit for me, man.
Yeah, I was like, I don't... No. You know what it sucked? You know what it struck me as?
What's that?
Did you ever watch, like, kids' television shows on PBS?
Yeah.
Where they try to teach you something.
Yeah.
But they try to mask it as like entertaining children's television.
I could see that.
So they're like going into like an Aztec temple. There are these adventurers. But they're like, they go in and they're like, did you know?
Yeah.
In 1742? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And you're like, fuck, shut up.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but the young lady just did not have any draw for me whatsoever.
Sure.
I was just like... Who is this goddamn girl? And I don't think I want to see her, you know. So I looked at this trailer twice and was like, I don't see this.
Yeah, I just it seemed like something that might have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah, y'all should have just made another Young and
Young. I'm making another movie. Fuck Jesus.
Yeah.
You know Nicolas Cage would do it. He needs the money.
No, the heartbeat.
Does he still need money? I'm confused about that. I feel like he should be better by now.
I don't know. He dude did a lot of.
Or money. Is he just doing it because he? Can't stop spending the money he makes.
I have no idea. I can't even speak on it, you know? So, that's going to be it for our D23 coverage, man.
Yes.
I know it was a lot of trailers and stuff like that, but it's just interesting stuff. So, I'm excited for the near future of some of this stuff that's coming out. You know, it looks pretty good. So, man, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back because it's time for Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. So, we'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for some games, man. It's first time listening to the show. We do this in the middle section. Actually, we've been doing it on all the sections. We've been doing what we want to do, at least for the first two sections. But we actually had some news. It's been a long time since we had bona fide news on this damn show. So, you know, I'm fine with it. So, Price of Tomatoes. Tiff, could you explain the rules of Price of Tomatoes for the people?
Absolutely. So usually we play this game with three people, so there's a host.
Mm-hmm.
But we play Price of Tomatoes, which is a game using the rules of Price is Right to guess Rotten Tomatoes scores. Mm-hmm. We go by the critics' score, and so whoever's closest without going over, just like Price is Right rules, takes a point. If we both go over, nobody takes a point.
All right, man. Nice and simple. Pimple. So we're doing vigilante stuff, Ben. You know,
yes.
Vigilante movies. And again, it always shocks me how many actual movies fit the criteria of the subject that we are, you know, that we're doing.
Yeah, there's millions of movies, man.
Yeah, I just, wow. You just don't think. And then you're like, damn, somebody made that many of these damn things. So, man, what are we starting with here?
So I'm starting with Equalizer, what movie we both love.
Equalizer.
Uh-huh. What's your bid on that? I'm going to let you bid first.
The first Equalizer. I'm going to give
first it. First Equalizer.
I'm going to give it an 82.
82?
Yes.
That's good. You know what? I'm going to say 75.
Look at this mother.
I like it, but I'm worried that people don't like it critically.
Yeah.
So the next movie.
Yes.
Is 2004's Punisher. That's the one starring Thomas Jane.
And that's on you.
I love that movie. Oh, I love that movie, but I guarantee it wasn't a critical success. So I'm going to say
40%. 40%.
Yeah.
This one is difficult.
I agree. But not, well, I think it was pretty panned, so.
I'm going to give it a 35%.
Nice. You might squeak in there. Mm-hmm. So now you're first with Peppermint. Remember Peppermint? Your favorite movie.
Yeah, Peppermint. Peppermint wasn't that bad, but I know ain't nobody see it. But
I remember disliking it immensely. But really? Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I liked it.
I don't think you disliked it.
I don't know.
I'll
have to go back and listen to that episode.
Peppermint is.
Peppermint.
I'm going to give it a 49%.
Oh, wow. That's generous because I'm going to give it a 20.
Woo! Torpedo.
Four Brothers is your bid.
I remember when this movie
came out. I like that movie.
People loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't give a damn about it. I had no feelings for it for some reason. I just didn't care. Four Brothers. I'm going to give it a 68%.
Montego says 68. 52.
Interesting.
It's my guess. I don't know why. Taken, which I've never seen.
You never seen a man talk about his particular set of skills.
No. But I've seen enough references to it in like popular culture that I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So is this yours or mine?
It's
mine.
It's yours.
I think people like this movie. I think it was a critically like okay. Hmm. Just like a regular action movie. So I'm gonna say 70%.
70.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 78.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're playing that kind of game, aren't we?
Yeah. I left some space in there.
You did. There's a little wiggle room. Your bid is Six Underground, which is a movie I know you like a lot.
No, I like it. I wonder what the rest of the world feel like it. I don't give a damn.
I think it's good. I think they probably thought it was good, but I'm not sure how, like, film.
I'm going to give it a 76%.
Ooh. I'm going to say 75%.
Oh, you son of a gun.
Okay. So, this one you made me put on here. It's a movie I've never seen, and I don't know what it's about, called Bad Asses.
Yeah, Bad Ass. I remember.
Maybe I have seen this movie.
I remember seeing the advertisement in comic books, you know.
Have I seen this movie?
I want to give it a 20%.
Yeah, oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to say 36%. That is funny. All right. Okay, so the last movie for bid is on you, right?
Yes.
Or is it me? The Crow.
Oh. Critically acclaimed The Crow.
I would say critically acclaimed, yeah.
I'm going to give it 80.
80. I'm going to say 92.
Damn.
Okay, and now it's time while we take a brief break and we tabulate the scores.
All right, so man, it's time to roll with the score. So, Templebot, take it away.
Sorry. This might be the worst game of Rotten Tomatoes we've ever played. So, our first movie is The Equalizer.
Okay.
You said 82.
Yes.
I said 75.
Yes.
60%.
F those punk ass people.
Scratch.
Say the hell with them goddamn punk critics. It's bullshit.
Punisher, 2004.
Yeah.
You said 35.
I did. You said 40.
I said 40.
Indeed.
29. Overbid.
I can't say I disagree.
Here we go. Peppermint.
You said
49.
Mm-hmm.
I said 20.
Mm-hmm.
13%.
13?
Scritch, I told you that movie fucking
sucked.
Wait
a minute. We haven't hit the boards yet.
Yep, but we're about to. Okay. Four Brothers.
Okay.
You said 68%.
You said 52.
I said 52.
Mm-hmm.
52. Right on the money.
I'll protest.
Woo! Woo!
I'll protest.
Okay, so Taken.
Yes.
You said 78. I said 70.
Yes.
59.
Really?
Yeah. And then the last one I did for us was Six Underground.
Yes.
76, you said.
Yes.
75, I said.
Yes.
36, the internet said.
The critics said.
Yeah.
I wonder what the damn... audience score of that one is.
All right, now here's the two you did, badasses.
Shit. Okay.
You said 20. I said 36.
Yeah, the score is 30. I
did.
On the mystery guess, the badasses.
Okay, and then The Crow.
You said 92. I said 80.
Yes.
It's 84.
So you win.
I get
you win the whole game. The prize win on the two. Taking it down.
Miserable little point.
That was a bad one.
But victory is victory, Tipplebot. A win is a win. Damn. I'm really flabbergasted at some of these scores, man. This is, wow. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do an audience edition.
We should do audience scores one time.
Yeah, because the hell with these punk critics, man. And who are these punks? Somebody who works for a newspaper and they write movie reviews? Get out of here.
Wow. If you're listening and you write movie reviews for the newspaper, I'm sorry.
Go to Kuwait and get some...
Jesus Christ!
Go get you some overseas journalism skills. Anyway.
Jesus.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with our main topic. It's time for Sylvester Stallone and Samaritan. We'll be right back. All right, man. Time to talk a little vigilante on vigilante action, man. You know?
Vigilante on vigilante action.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Samaritan. This is a Amazon film, Tiff.
It sure is, yeah.
2022, PG-13, 1 hour 42 minutes of Rock'em Sock'em robots there. And so, action, drama, fantasy. A young boy learns that his superhero, who he thought was gone, missing after an epic battle 20 years ago, may in fact still be around. It's pretty accurate. And who's in this damn flick, Tiff?
Sylvester Stallone, obviously. That's our main guy.
Yep.
Javon Wanna-Walton.
Yeah.
Pilau Asbak. Damn. I have a hard time saying that. Pilau. Dasha Polanco.
Yeah.
Moises Arias.
Okay.
Martin Starr.
Yeah.
I love Martin Starr. Sophia Tatum. Jared Odrick. Michael Aaron Milligan. Henry G. Sanders. And Shameik Moore. Those are the people that are in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, so before we go any further, we sum up the entire movie in one word. One word.
All right.
Took a while to get that one out.
Sure did.
What you got, Tiff? One word. Samaritan.
Great. That's my word. It's great.
Really?
Yeah, I like this movie.
Okay.
I had fun.
Great.
Yeah.
My one word was predictable.
Damn, son.
Yeah, very.
Here's the thing. I wasn't surprised by what happened in this movie. I just had fun watching it.
Ah.
So there's a reveal in this movie that I was not surprised by, and I don't think anybody would.
Oh, my God. Before we hit the spoilers, that reveal, when the credits was coming on, I sit up there and I said out loud, you know what I think is going to happen? Bada, 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 bop. And
So I didn't watch this with anybody, but I watched it by myself. And as soon as the beginnings where they're telling you about what's going to happen in the movie, like they do like a long time ago or whatever they're doing, doing an over.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So let's hit those spoilers. Which to me, that reveal was so goddamn disappointing.
See, but I think that's fine. I don't need the reveal to be. That does not make a movie. The reveal does not, nor should it make a movie.
That's not my issue with this thing. That was the least.
Well, let's hear about it because you like some garbage, and I'm surprised you didn't like this.
No, I did not. Okay, so the movie had a lot of things going for it, man. I love the sets. I love the cinematography. I love the wardrobes. I like the just the whole concept of it. You know, I was like, sure. It has all the good stuff, the ingredients. That's why I really wanted to watch it, you know, for the show. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, especially for the scenes I saw in the trailer. And those scenes were great. So we get this thing started, man, and we visit this little boy. We hit them spoilers already, didn't we, right?
Nope.
Okay. And yeah. So this thing starts and it's a shitty time. We already did the montage where they show
it's the dystopian sometime. There's no real, you don't know what time we're living in, future.
Yeah.
Some alternate reality, we don't know.
Yeah, so,
but I will say that it is accepted in this universe that super people exist, and that's just the way it is. No one doesn't know.
Yeah, I mean, they did their best in the montage to say they were genetically something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, it was just a coincidence that these are the only two, right? Yeah. The only two superheroes.
Two twin brothers. And I guess that was the you couldn't help but to figure out the reveal where they said two twin brothers.
Well, I mean, I think like you watch this movie is kind of for kids, actually. Not kids, but like teens, young adults.
I was about to say, because it was...
It's violent, but there's not like... It's not gratuitous violence.
It was violent. So... You know, we get introduced to this kid, and it's the same kid from Umbrella Academy, you know.
Yes, he's been in many things.
Yeah, and so I'm giving this kid a chance because he kind of got on my nerves and other stuff that I seen him in, you know. He just did. And so, you know, he's living his life, you know, his mama's poor, you know, they're getting evicted every month because of, you know, just because.
And I kind of have the feeling that everyone's poor, right? It's like there's just no... The economy is broken.
I think everybody's poor, you know. So
right.
He goes, he has this friend who I thought was going to be the piece of shit friend, but he...
I did too, but
hustling.
They were hustling. They were getting stuff out of buildings, old buildings.
Yeah, so he, you know, when he was saying, come with me, the danger was going to Cyrus's compound to get, you know, your money.
Right.
So, but, you know, they... get the wires, and he's pulling his big butt in that chair, and I'm like, I wish I would be pushing his big butt, and he's like three times his size, you know what I'm saying?
I thought that they were so fun and charming together, like, so they do that, and then he does another job. He does a job, a more serious job.
Well, the bullies get introduced when he's doing a weigh-in and stuff, and they like, you know, you need to come work for us, and that little bastard with the Harley Quinn hair
with the tattoos on his face.
God, he was so annoying. Anyway.
Yeah, and he was like the little ringleader basically. But like, so they go to a gas station and he's gonna distract the gas station guy.
The bodega.
So they can steal lottery tickets.
It was like a bodega.
Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. Here we don't really have those. Everything's a gas station.
Yeah.
So, a bodega, like a corner store. There was no gas.
Yeah.
So they shake him down basically. They take the lottery tickets.
And the good news was that they didn't hurt the old dude, because I thought it was going to be like one of those stories where the old dude gets killed or shot and he was part of it, you know. But they just steal the stuff.
Nope, they just get away and
take it to the criminal's lair where they meet Cyrus, you know. And
who had a very much like Lost Boys.
He did. His costume vibe. His costume was good. The way
I thought this was great, and it was very understandable. So like, because these, you know, a lot of the time that people are doing these things, it's because there's hardship and there's nothing else for them to turn to, right? So, but then there's always the worst one who like makes everyone else terrible. So this guy is like the ringleader, the gang leader, and he idolizes the evil brother.
Right, which was, you know, I thought he was going to tear up his little book when he saw it, you know what I'm saying? But
he was like,
yeah. So he goes home, and we get our picture of what was his name? You know, the
Sam?
It was his name Sam? No, I'm talking about Joe.
Joe
the garbage man. So we see him. He's a dumpster diver. He, you know, fixes up things and, you know, that's his little hobby.
He's kind of quiet old guy, yeah.
Quiet old dude. And he seems like he loves being a garbage man. You know, he's...
Yeah, he likes getting the garbage. He likes looking the garbage.
Right. He's smiling the whole time. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah. And it's not, look, nothing wrong with garbage man. No. You know, but
I said that was a garbage man. I mean, that's just the way, it's just a job, but he liked it.
Yeah, he really liked it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, they show him going by his day to days, and we get to the point where
he basically saves the kid eventually.
He saves the kid. I don't know if he saves him, because The bullies,
he just, though they were going to kill him, but they were beating him up.
They were going to beat him up. He saw him getting chased and stuff, and he comes up and he does some pretty slick stuff, you know, but just kind of like.
I liked this. I thought this was a really great way for an older superhero, because they don't show you, like, he's just so powerful, he just hits them and they fly. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, that was dope. That stuff was in the trailer.
It worked really well, yeah.
And those kids were stupid as hell. I'm like, especially RZA with his punk ass. I couldn't stand him. I'm like, look, he just threw him, kicked him, and when he kicked, y'all went like a football field away. And
yeah, you would be like, "This something's weird about this guy.
Yeah, you're going to pull out a knife. Ah, I'm going to get you. You know, he didn't beat your ass twice already. And you get up and here you are with a knife and you get, you know, run, leave this dude alone. He's out of your league. But no, we're going to retaliate. You know, so the little kid's like, you are a Samaritan. Bah. And I thought, the writing in this movie was just abysmal.
Man. I didn't think it was bad. I was just like, this seems logical as how people act. This sounds like normal people stuff. Normal kid stuff.
Dialogue was horrible, and I thought the writing was horrible. But let's move on. So, you know, he finds out that he's a hero, you know, and all the while he's doing this getting to know you hero stuff, you know, Cyrus busts into a police compound, steals the hammer.
Yeah, the hammer and the bombs.
Hammer.
Oh, no. He uses the bombs to break in.
Yes. He steals the hammer. Sorry. And he steals the mask. And he destroys other masks.
I know we didn't talk about this, but the hammer is the one thing that can hurt either one of the twins. And the mask was the bad brothers. The bad brother. What's his name? Nemesis.
Yeah. And I got a problem with this whole hammer thing, right?
Because I don't understand how the hammer was made.
Well, he poured all his hate into it. It was like
how?
It was like Sauron, you know, from Lord of the Rings.
But still,
you know?
I mean, we're also living in a world where we just accept that superhumans exist. So fine, he made a powerful hammer.
Exactly. So, okay, whatever. I can't wait to talk about the fight. So, you know, he does this, you know, knocks out the power and does this speech, you know, this evil villain monologue.
Basically, which honestly, I didn't disagree with him.
I didn't disagree with him, but you know what got me about Cyrus? Cyrus was such, he turned into such a mustache twirling bad guy.
He kind of did kind of seem, that's why I kind of think this movie might be for younger people.
As the movie went on, he was literally like, ha, I'm going to get you, my pretty. I'm like, oh my God, this dude is just getting worse and worse and worse.
Right.
And so, you know, the bullies decide they're going to run Joe over. They ran his ass over.
Yeah,
you know?
And then he heals, and that's why he confirmed that he's basically the...
But then all the steam come out and stuff. And, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, he has to cool his body down, so there's nothing but ice cream in his place, and he's, you know, doused him in water. Interesting. So, anyway. So, Joe is being cool to the kid, and then the kid... You know what happens, that he goes out on a job with Cyrus.
That was like... I think what happened is that... I also had a hard time kind of conceptualizing this because it seemed out of character.
Yeah, it's like, why would you go out with the bullies?
Joe made him mad.
About what?
He was in that apartment and he did something and Joe was like, don't do that, blah, blah. And so he left. And on the way home, or he was walking to the grocery store. I don't know. He was going somewhere and they pulled up. And Cyrus, he was like, yeah, I'll do the job.
Cyrus pulls up and he participates. But then... He got more than he bargained for when he saw them killing a cop right after that.
Right.
You know, so he runs outside and the young punks, RZA's crew, they're beating up his big buddy. You know, and so he learned from Joe, sucker punch him and run, but he sucker punch him and didn't run. And they beat his ass. But he not ran.
That he saved his friend, which is nice.
That damn RZA. You just getting your ass kicked the whole movie. You know, just sit your little self down somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know. They get away, like you said, they get away, but he did catch some lumps. They put him in a hospital, right? They broke his arm and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, well, Joe takes him to the hospital because he finds him.
And then the mom comes out.
The mom works there.
And she's like, and I'm like, you bitch.
Why are you mad at him? She's like, why didn't you stop them? And he was like, well, I would just, he didn't say it, but he was like, well, I found him afterwards. It wasn't like.
You bitch. You
I didn't see it. I've already saved him once.
I was ready to uppercut her trip. I was like, wow, you got anger for this guy. Wow.
What's the woman's name in the show?
Tiffany.
Movie. Yeah.
Tiffany.
They say that, and I'm like, Cleary. When do they ever call her Tiffany?
Never called her Tiffany.
Never.
Never called the boy Sam Cleary. Never called Tiffany.
I know his name was Sam.
It's Sam, but Cleary is the last name.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So then we kind of get to basically the end of the movie.
Well, no. Don't skip the part. Because
okay, I'm sorry.
This part was interesting. When the bad guys figured out, you know, superpowers, and then they decided to come after him, and they, you know, they were dressed up like homeless people. I thought this was a great scene. You know, they followed him down the alley, and, you know, the one dude took the little girl's ball, which was nuts. You know, and then the ass whoopery that happened in that alley was just redonkulous. You know, and that was like one of my favorite.
And then
parts
people
of
were like
movie.
Filming him and.
Yeah.
Like exposing him, basically.
And then old boy decides, I'm going to pull out a bomb and throw it at you because I lost. You beat the shit out of me 20 times. And when he pulls the car to save the little girl, and, you know, then she starts running her mouth. I was like, shut up. What are you doing? Shut up. You know. But, you know, so then the word is out that, you know, Samaritan is back and so is Nemesis. But everybody knows this Nemesis ain't Nemesis. They like, you know,
right. There's like somebody, but then this one has powers.
Right. So. This is the real deal, and this is a piece of shit. So anyway, so now Nemesis, fake Nemesis, wants to, you know, I want him. Why? He's a hero. You got his hammer, and it's got power. But he got power, and if he grabbed that hammer, he got the hammer and power. What are you gonna do? Look, the brothers fought with each other, and the brother had the hammer.
Yeah.
And they were two superpower people fighting with over a superpower object. What the hell you going to do? Twiddle your mustache?
He's here for mustache twirling and hammer hitting. No, that's what he's here for.
So,
which he doesn't really even use that hammer very well, does he?
Because you couldn't. You couldn't. This dude has got suits like fighting a goddamn Captain America. What you going to do? You get a shield. You're going to be like, I got your shield. You're going to be like, I'm going to still beat your ass.
Right. That's not exactly what makes Captain America Captain America.
Exactly.
Just an accessory.
Exactly. So I was just like, oh, boy, this should have been over with. So, you know, there's a lot of shooting.
Yep. There's a lot of big showdown in the big warehouse.
This does not disappoint. You know.
No, it's great.
No, the action at the end with the fight and the. You know, I just think when the place caught on fire, I'm like, they all would have been dead from smoke inhalation. I don't know, we in there having a fight with all this smoke and shit, you're dead.
Again.
The little boy was chained up to the thing. He was on my nerves, you know. So they did this fight, and I don't know why it even went as long as it did. You know, they started to play the I'm overheating thing a little bit. But then it was moments where he would pop up, and I'm like, yeah, beat his ass.
Get him.
Yeah, what are you doing?
So the thing eventually wraps the hammer around him and throws him in the hole.
So it's something that happened at the beginning of this fight, Tiff, that I was just like, it was unforgivable to me.
Okay.
Cyrus walks up to, it's revealed that, not at this point, but a little after this, that he's actually Nemesis. Oh, boy.
Right, which,
right?
Yeah, we knew. Right. We knew. We were aware.
Right. And he walks up to him, and he does the, I'm cool, and holds the hammer. He's right there. The hammer's right at you know, the hero's face, and he's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "He would have just grabbed that damn thing and took it,
knock him out." I agree with that.
I was like, "Unforgivable!" You know. So, anyway, so this fight goes on and go on, and he picks up the dude to my surprise because now he's the villain, and he throws his ass into the fire. And I was like, "What good?" You know. If you're the villain, arm Nemesis. You know. I was like, "Oh, okay."
Right, but then obviously there's the whole thing about bad and good being in all of us, and then it was his choice to say that he was Samaritan, which I thought was nice.
So he takes the little boy, jumps to the next building. The little boy's out there like, and when the guy showed up from the bookstore, I was like, F you, dude. You had your chance. You had your chance. Don't say shit. You've been scooped, you know.
You've been scooped.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. The writing and the dialogue was like unforgivable.
All right. I don't think so, but
I was
okay.
Just like, oh, God, please. And I'm sorry. I gave that kid a chance. He was annoying in both projects.
I like him.
I don't like him at all.
But I've seen him in projects you haven't seen him in.
Well, the two I've seen him in, I was like,
oh,
boy.
Jesus.
I don't want to see him ever again, you know. And so, Cyrus looked cool, but he was just terrible. It's Fans
on Patrol time. You guys, some of the shit that this man, Montego, has watched and enjoyed, and the things that he cannot tolerate, it is a fucking surprise to all of us.
He was terrible. So
anyway,
yeah. So that's it, Templebot.
All right.
I don't think this is really worth anybody's time.
I think you should watch it. Everybody listening, watch it.
Yeah, I think that
it's a nice Sunday afternoon movie.
If it's raining on a Sunday, you can watch The Mandalorian.
Nope.
Over. Don't watch this.
No.
Indeed. So, man, that's it. That's all. We came here to do the damn thing we got it done. With me is my darling co-host, Miss Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.